Welcome back to Morning Glory. I'm Emma Gleeson, and I'm sitting here with a couple of very talented young people. I hate saying young people. God, that makes me sound like an old hag. Anyway, I'm here with Charlie Fawkes, who's an animator from Wellington and who's created a series, a Kiwi web series, Bloke the Apocalypse, that's came out on October 31st, and he's here to talk to us about it. And he's also here with Jack Marlin, who is the voice of the show. Hello, boys.
Hey.
Thanks for having us. Oh,
welcome up to Tamaki Makaurau. You're from Wellington, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Flew up this morning, early Jetstar flight. But everything was on schedule, so.
Amazing. Yeah. That's good for once, so. And no wind to speak of. So you've got a series, Bloke of the Apocalypse, animated web series that kind of sums up the format. But the subject matter is quite interesting. It's apocalyptic and rural at the same time. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the show?
Yeah, so Bloke of the Apocalypse follows father and son in rural New Zealand who have to combat the zombie apocalypse. And it's heavily based on my childhood growing up in Gisborne.
No zombies in Gisborne, though.
No zombies, okay. No. So it's like that small town thing, you sort of know everyone, and what if everyone starts turning into zombies slowly? And it's sort of the like stubborn, blokey archetype that Jack plays wonderfully, faced with this like inherent doom. So I think hopefully we're hitting a little niche with that.
I mean, I think everyone feels a sense of doom, so it might be less niche than you think. The sort of cast is a father and a son, and it's about their relationship and how they're sort of grappling with the zombie horde.
Exactly. And since the show sort of coming out, everyone's sort of surprised by how it dips into these darker areas, which, you know, these characters are very different. And I think, you know, it's based on relationships in my life. They aren't as dramatic as they are played out in the show, but there's, you know, relationships can be like strange and they're hard to navigate, and so it was fun to play with the comedy of these characters and also, you know, play around with the when they start clashing and when things get a little bit more serious.
Yeah, and because it seems to explore a bit of Kiwi masculinity, can you talk about that?
Yeah, and I think Jack embodies that really well as the blokey character with the deep voice, and you talked about, you know, in the voice booth, having the emotion, because the character doesn't have emotion. So when we need emotion in the scripts, it can be quite hard to cultivate. I hope it touches on sort of like, you know, just the general stubbornness of that persona, but it's certainly not trying to poke fun. It's just, you know, and it just sort of praising the idiosyncrasies of these characters and the way they interact with the world.
Yeah, and I think that sort of staunchness is something that all people here are encouraged to cultivate. Right, exactly. Stiff upper lip and like hide your feelings, and
then
how does that all play out when there's a zombie apocalypse? Why did you want to explore an apocalypse?
I just really like all the elements that come along with that sort of story. You know, you can really build out a world, and the idea for the story moving forward is just like meeting all these different sort of Kiwi characters as they traverse the South Island, and you know, it's always got the stakes of zombies and being torn apart, and so I don't know, it's just like I've always been fascinated by it, and just having the world sort of crumble and then, you know, what rises from those ashes.
Yeah, and the sort of hypothetical of, I mean, we're this little island nation down at the bottom of the world. It's quite sort of isolating at the best of times. And then what if that happened, especially in a small town rural setting, like inspired by Gisborne. Have you seen Sleeping Dogs by Sam Neill?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
That's kind of apocalyptic small town. I think you'd like that. Okay. It's rich territory. Do you think it's easier to approach heavy stuff like this with humour? Like, it's a funny series, it's not.
I think so. I mean, thankfully, the comedy of the show, we tried to have it be, these characters are just sort of interacting, they're not playing up laughs for an audience. Mm. It's just, their conversations are just funny.
Yeah.
So, and because I know the characters, like the son in the show is based off my 11-year-old brother Ollie, and then the dad is based off my father Will, and I know those people so well that the characters were so easy to write, and it was easy to write their interactions because I heard them, you know, day in, day out growing up. It came very naturally, the comedy, and then again, like, dipping into those darker places.
I also think the format lends itself to playing to the darker bits that they come off a bit more comedic, because 2D animation inherently is a little bit more quote-unquote childish, yeah. I guess, right? So I guess those darker moments do play off a bit lighter, and you can get away with it a bit better.
Yeah.
Because it is that 2D animation.
Yeah, there's sort of almost a kind of absurdity to dealing with a subject like this via this kind of medium.
Yeah.
How did you sort of embody the character? Because you play the bloke, the dad.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably hear I don't have the deepest voice ever.
Do you have to put on a deep voice when you do it?
I do.
Can you do it for us?
Yeah, I can. So, it's just a very deep one. I have to like put my like chin like in my chest. Like it's very hard to do, but it's
bloody hell.
That's kind of as much as I'm going to give you guys.
I mean, it paints a picture in those words. Incredible.
But embodying it was just sort of. I'm from Auckland as well, so it's like I don't have that rural background like Charlie does, but. Meeting his dad, I guess, was kind of a bit of an inspiration for that too. But also it just kind of came out that way. And then also other fun, like, impressions online from, like, Tom Sainsbury, like, the Kiwi dad.
Oh,
like,
yeah, classic,
eh? Quite a funny little thing that I almost always catch myself doing.
Yeah.
Well,
do you guys enjoy working together? Is this the first time you've done a project?
We've worked on, like, tiny little things together. We did, like, other little animations, like, where I'd do other little voices for it. But this is, like, the biggest thing I think we've done together.
Yeah, and we the show started from us flatting together in second year, and me just wanting to make a story, and Jack is just like this secret talented voice actor that just it comes out of nowhere. You really don't expect it, which is I think is the best. And like because we're such good mates, I think that just really helped the production and being able to keep you the star of the show throughout all the developments. And it was just I think it just made everything so much more meaningful.
And especially when, you know, the subject matter draws from your own family, handing it over to someone you trust not to just take the piss, you know, they're you know, I think that must help.
Exactly. Yeah. And being comfortable in the voice booth and for the most part just like really goofing around, and I wouldn't be able to do that if I'm directing. You know, we have Anika Moore, we have Lauren Taylor in the series as well.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, those were very different feelings. They were wonderful and really great, environment to learn how to direct actual actors. But when we're in the booth, it's very much just, it feels like we're back in the flat in second year, just making this tiny little show for ourselves.
Yeah. That definitely helps the comedy as well. Because I think there are lots of lines in the show that are kind of just riffs that we just sort of made up on the spot. Yeah. And I think it's just because of our relationship, it definitely helped.
Yeah, and I mean, it started as quite a small thing in, you know, your flat bedroom, but it's quite a big thing now because you got quite a considerable pot of funding from New Zealand On Air, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of that came from having the show sort of finalized. You know, we had 3 episodes out on YouTube. They were fully formed. It was this fleshed out idea.
You had an audience sort of cultivated already.
Exactly. And so when I met Ben Paldrow and Francesca Carney, who came on as producers, and there's just wonderful local Wellington people. They sort of rounded out the logistical side of things. But, you know, I'm so happy we had this tangible thing because I think that's what pushed us over the line in the pitching stages is, you know, having it already made, essentially.
Were you sort of, was it buzzy to get that all that funding come through? Because you're only, what, 21?
Exactly, yeah, it was very insane. And I think I can only sort of, I don't know, think about it retroactively. I think the dust needs to settle, and maybe for you as well, Jack. But like, it hasn't set in yet. Like, I think I don't know how spoiled this, we are in this sort of environment, just being able to make what we want with full creative integrity, no meddling from New Zealand on air.
Mm.
So if anything, it's like I'm now poised to expect what we've been through, but this is just so rare.
Truly. And it's not especially rare because it is especially rare because this is not airing on a traditional TV network. This is a YouTube series.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Which is the Wild West. Like, you know, there's no guidelines. You can sort of just make something unbridled and then release it into the world, and that will, you know, either run rampant or, you know, be sort of covered by the rest of the internet.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible platform. And, like, you know, as a young person, you've got, more freedom than any other generation to make things and do things like this. Like, you're not, you know, slaving away over paper illustrations, and then, like, you can just make series and put it out into the world. Is that kind of buzzy, or do you just sort of grow up with that as, like, I can do this?
I think so. I think that was having access to anything as children. Like, I was just, you know, able to see the behind the scenes of anything that I liked. And so from a very early age, you can sort of, like, know that your passion can be a job, and that's a real asset. And so, you know, we made the show on iPads, like, we animated the whole thing
for real iPads,
which is so accessible. And
wow,
like, yeah, it's just that sort of unconventional thing. I hope makes the show a little bit more unique and is sort of inspiring. It's like, yeah, if, I mean, everyone's got an iPad, got a laptop, so just, you know, start trying to make something, and hopefully it will, you know, snowball into something super special.
Yeah, and the sort of knowledge on how to do it's so accessible as well. Like, there's videos on YouTube that tell you how to make a thing.
Exactly, you can learn anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Growing up, what cartoons, animation inspired you? What were your favourite shows or movies or artists?
I really liked... The Lego Movie was a big moment for me, watching that in theatres, just the sensibilities and the comedy. It was just, it was very special. And then there was this weird show on Cartoon Network called The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack, which, like, really, I think, cemented itself into the brains of our generation, because it really, do you remember it?
Yeah. It's quite dark. Like, it's...
And it, like, cuts into these close-ups where these characters have got, like, real gory, like, details, like, all these moles and hairs everywhere, and it's this real, like, unsettling feeling a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's a grotesque, I think my generation, it was probably Ren and Stimpy and Happy Tree Friends.
Right, exactly. It probably, those sort of shows have some sort of bite, and they stick with you, and so a lot of those weird things that seem to slip through the guidelines on things like Cartoon Network especially were so fundamental.
Yeah, and I suppose with the medium of animation, you can kind of do things that you couldn't do with practical effects and real people.
And, like, that was one of the things we sort of discovered, because there's a little bit of blood, little bit of blood and guts in the show, and because they're animated and they're colourful and bright, it's you know, you can sort of, you know, breeze through, and it's like, you know, it's tampered by the style,
takes the edge off the horror a little bit.
Exactly.
Have you got any favorite apocalypse or zombie films or series? You're a fan of the genre? I am.
Oh yeah, probably The Walking Dead. I think that's like the quintessential sort of thing. I just like how it spans over all these different areas, the characters like split up, and it gets very complex.
Did you watch The Last of Us?
Yes, Last of Us. Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, and 28 years later was incredible.
Exactly, watched
blew my mind.
What a goofy movie.
Because it was a bit silly and funny, but it was also horrifying.
It really, like, it kind of takes you off guard. I liked it for the fact that it really does, like, go into these sort of weird areas. It's like, you don't expect it.
How are you feeling releasing this into the world? So it was came out on October 31st, but I understand you've got the premiere tonight.
Yes.
At the Capitol. How does it feel to have people see it?
It's amazing. It's really cool to see the response. And it was, you know, it sort of only existed within our small crew for so long.
Mm.
And it was very surreal for it to finally be out into the world and for people to be reacting to it. People are saying that it's got a lot of heart, people are liking the comedy, and And then also, yeah, enjoying when it gets a little bit more serious, because I think it takes people off guard.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun watching it in, on like the big screen.
Yeah, wow. Audience.
Because like this style of animation doesn't get that treatment very much, especially if it's going onto YouTube. So yeah, we're just sort of pinching ourselves, and yeah, so excited.
Yeah, I mean, big month for you, because you also graduated university, I understand.
Exactly.
Bachelor of Screen Arts.
Bachelor of Screen Arts, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you both graduated.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats, boys. That's amazing. Are you taking the summer off? Are you going to work on creative projects? What's next?
Yeah, just keep pushing forward with all of our different, yeah, creative endeavors. I think we want to do a few more, like, voice, well, for me, doing some more voice stuff for Charlie.
Yeah.
We've got a few more things planned, I think, but see what the future holds, I guess.
Yeah, I think like the creative goal is just to be able to get somewhere where you can just pivot, because it's very easy to be pigeonholed, and so I'm just like just really fervent about making stuff, about, you know, keeping the sort of creative passion alive, and trying out different formats and styles, and yeah, but it's so satisfying to have this first thing under our belts.
Yeah, congratulations. That's major. Where can our listeners watch it? Yeah.
It's just on YouTube. Yeah, Bloke of the Apocalypse. Binge the whole first season, Netflix model. And then we've got Auckland Tonight at Capitol Cinema.
Some tickets available, I understand.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And then cool. Christchurch on the 16th. So we're doing a little ticky tour around New Zealand.
Amazing. That's so good. Congratulations. It's, yeah, and you're only 21, so this is amazing. So good. And yeah, we really appreciate you coming into the studio and talking to us and telling us about the show. Lovely. I can't wait to binge it all and get it in an apocalyptic spiral with a bit of humour for levity. We've just been talking to Charlie Fawkes and Jack Marlin from Bloke of the Apocalypse, the cool new show that's airing on YouTube now. Kiwi Apocalypse vibes. Good buzz. All right, let's take a little break, listen to some music, and then we'll do the entertainment guide.